yourself and be broken in pieces. Assemble yourself from the east, north, south, and west and be broken in pieces. Take your counsels in the regions of the sea and it shall come to naught. Speak your word and it shall not stand, for God is with us.
Say, Heavenly Father, by the lifting of my hands, I surrender my spirit, soul, and body to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And I proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ over my spirit, soul, and body. I proclaim His Lordship over this house, over this nation, and over all that are in authority. I proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord over all things, things visible and things invincible. Jesus Christ, He's Lord. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. The shout of the King is in the house. You may be seated in heavenly places. Good to be with you again. Welcome to the month of relationship, looking at it from different angles. But I'm going to come from a different direction this morning, because I figured out that if there's going to be true relationship in the house of God, we need to have a better understanding of why relationships aren't working and why relationships are working. Tell somebody, I'm a spirit. I live in a body and I have a soul. A lot of people don't understand that we are spirit, we live in a body, we have a soul. Your soul is made out of your intellect, your will, and your emotion. The soul and the body was created by God to serve the spirit. The spirit was set in our bodies to have rule, to have dominion and preeminence over the soul and the body. Satan succeeded in deceiving Adam, contaminated the use and the purpose of the soul and the body, and has caused and set a strategy and a pattern and a programming in place for the soul and the flesh, the body, to be in loggerheads with the spirit, so that it makes it impossible for you and I to be who we truly are. But you are not flesh and blood. You are not a soul. You are a spirit. You live in a body and you have a soul. The soul is your mind, your five senses, your will, your emotions. And the soul says something like this. The mind says, I think. When God is speaking, the mind will object and say, I think. Then the emotions will say, I feel. Then the will will say something like this, I want. So all the time, the soul and the spirit is in loggerheads with the Spirit of God. Come with me to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You see where the key is. So you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you have a body. Please understand that. It's very important, because if you don't get this, you can be born again and be full of the Holy Ghost and still be a carnal Christian or a soulish Christian. There are three categories of individuals in the church, and that's why sometimes relationships become very difficult. We have spiritual Christians, soulish Christians, and carnal Christians. The spiritual Christians are those who live driven, influenced by the Holy Spirit or by the Spirit of God. They are spirit-conscious people. Then we have those who live
and are driven by what they feel, by what they think, and by what they want. And then we have the carnal Christian who lives after the dictates of the flesh. You are carnal. You do whatever your flesh desire and whatever your flesh wants. And the desires of the flesh and the soul are always in loggerheads with the Spirit of God. See, I hear you. But on Wednesday, we'll deal with the carnal Christians, the soulish Christian. But I want to bring about an awakening, consciousness of spirituality. Tell somebody spirituality is critical for daily triumph. You can't have the upper hand over the adversary. The Bible said that the whole world lies in wickedness and deception. The whole world lies in wickedness. And the whole world is under the spell of Satan. The entire world lies in wickedness. You cannot overcome this wickedness of the world. You can't overcome deception, seducing spirit, lying devils. In the times and days we live in, if you just live by your intellect, because the intellect of man is limited. Emotions or feelings are limited. Your will is limited. You need the Spirit of God to guide you, influence you like never before. I had a call, a disturbing call yesterday, and the one that took the call, received the call, was very, very disturbed in my office. And they were talking, and I said, "What is it?" And when she told me what had happened, she was very disturbed. The one on the other side was also very disturbed. And I felt peace. And the Spirit said, "He's fine. He's okay. Don't worry about it." And she was all troubled and worried. And I was calm. And it was like, "Aren't you saying something? Are you not worried? Are you not disturbed?" And I said, "No, I'm fine. He'll be okay." So I just walked away. I just left her and walked out. And the Spirit said, "You did good, because the enemy wants to steal your peace. He just wants to steal your peace at this particular time when you need to be calm and you need to be connected. You need to tune in to the frequencies of heaven, eternity." The Spirit said, "Keep your peace. He's fine." So I didn't say anything. I forgot about it. Some few minutes after, she called me and said, "Papa, thank God." And I said, "What?" She said, "Everything is fine. He's okay." And I said, "Thank you." I didn't say anything. I already knew that he was fine, because I felt peace. And the Spirit said, "He's okay. Nothing is wrong. He's fine. You'll hear from him soon." And in a few minutes, about 30 minutes, I had a call. "He's fine. Everything is okay. The man on the other side is now happy and okay." And I called him. I said, "Is everything fine?" "So yeah, we're good. Thank God, we're fine." Then the lady over here too was now fine and okay when she was told that everything was okay. But I was okay before I received the call. Why? Because the Spirit had already assured me that everything was okay. Everything was fine. So it's okay. And even though I wasn't hearing from that side, I was calm. I knew everything was fine. So I won't worry myself. I will not bother myself. I won't lose my peace and my cool over some false alarm. Something to agitate me, to vex me, trouble my spirit, and get me all worked out mentally, emotionally, all troubled, disturbed. No. I felt peace inside. Peace is not going to a quiet place all alone by yourself by the riverside. No, that's not peace. You can be alone in Alaska, anywhere in the world, by
the side of a beautiful lake and a stream with doves and white sheep all over the place crying, meh, meh. Greens all over the place. Beautiful green grass and still be troubled. Peace is an inner calm and a sense and a feeling of security and tranquility. So you can be in the mix of confusion and yet be at peace. You can be in the mix of storm and be at peace. That's why Jesus could go to sleep in the mix of the storm, because he was at peace and at rest in his spirit. And the spirit always must rule and have the preeminence over the soul and the flesh. So you can be born again, be filled of the Holy Ghost, tongue speaking, gifted, prophesied, cast out devils, heal the sick, and be a soulish or a carnal Christian and not a spiritual Christian. Let's begin our journey for this morning. Please come with me to the book of John, the 4th chapter. And the 24th verse.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
God is a soul. Hello? I need you to talk to me. I'm not feeling you this morning. I said God is a soul. God is flesh and blood. God is man. God is a feeling. God is an emotion. God is philosophy. God is logic. God is intellect. God is brilliant. You know, there are people who think that having knowledge is everything, and yet knowledge pops up. I know a lot of people in church, the church world. I've been in church for about 40 years, and I meet a lot of church people with so much knowledge of God and the word of God and have no revelation of God. There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. You can have knowledge and lack wisdom. And if you lack wisdom, your knowledge is foolish. That's all it is. You just have knowledge, but you lack the capacity to apply the knowledge. Wisdom is the ability to use and apply the knowledge you have skillfully, wisely, and intelligently. So you can have knowledge without wisdom, and it don't mean anything. So I know a lot of people who have so much knowledge and they puff up, they walk so arrogant, look down on everybody, despise everybody because they have knowledge. You don't impress me. And I've seen people who don't have knowledge but have wisdom. Revelation. They have revelation of God. So dealing with them is so simple and easy. Please remember that God is a spirit and we don't serve God with our mind and our emotions, our will or our flesh. He's a spirit. And those that worship him must do so in spirit and in honesty and sincerity. Tell somebody, I know you worship God in spirit and truth. I know you worship God in spirit and truth. Proverbs 20:27.
The spirit of man is a candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly.
So understand that when the Bible says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, it means that God will illuminate, give you clarity, and guide you. Guide what? Your soul, your body, by your spirit. That means if God speaks to an individual, he doesn't speak to your senses. He doesn't speak to your intellect. He doesn't speak to your emotions. He doesn't speak to your will or your flesh. He speaks to your spirit. Your spirit is the candle of the Lord. So your spirit is critical. It's so important that you can't ignore your spirit. And what the enemy has succeeded to do to all of us is to get us engaged, busy, distracted from paying attention to the spirit man and giving attention to the soul and the flesh, so that God can communicate to us. God cannot deal with us because we are not at the same frequency. So he's speaking, but we are not hearing. The Bible said, let him that have ears to hear, hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So you can be in the church and still not hear. And you can have ears to hear and not hear if you are in the soul or in the flesh. You got to be in the Spirit. You have to be in alignment. You have to connect. You have to tune in. And so many people are in hearing God. And yet we are born again. I'm not talking to unsaved people. I'm talking to believers. Born again. Blood bought, blood washed, heavily booked and confirmed. Tongue talking, speaking believers. Prophesying believers. Prophetic people have eyes to see. And yet you are not a spiritual Christian. You are carnal. Because you are driven by what you think, what you see, what you hear. You are driven by your feelings, by your emotion, other than being led by your spirit. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. It searches all the inward parts of the belly. So the spirit knows things about yourself that your intellect has no clue of. For he that prayeth in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit he uttereth mysteries. So there are things that are to come, events of the future, that your spirit knows about them, but your intellect cannot catch it or understand what is to come. So if God is going to ever guide you and I and help us to escape things in life, he will only do it by your spirit and not by your soul, not by your flesh, not by your intellect. And that's why the enemy always, his assignment is bombard us, hit us so hard, mental bombardment, throw everything at us to always keep us in the flesh and keep us in the soul to miss God. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. It's the vehicle through which God speaks to you. I hear somebody say, well, something said to me, something said, something said. It's something because you don't know the spirit. My sheep knows my voice. If you are a spiritual person, you will know his voice. And you never say, and something said, something said, something said. Who is that something? God doesn't speak to something. He speaks to your spirit. He enlightens and illuminates you by your spirit. Tell somebody, I am a spirit being. I live in a body and I have a soul. Say, I'm a spirit being trying, attempting to have a human experience rather than being a human being trying to have a spiritual experience. The enemy have twisted the whole thing. Twisted the whole thing. You are a spirit being trying to have a human experience, but the enemy has convinced us to believe that we are human beings trying to have a spiritual experience when we're already spirit beings living in a body and have a soul. He's twisted the whole thing, and he's good at doing that. And therefore, he's gotten us all, though we are children of God, Holy Ghost filled, baptized, speaking in tongues. We're living as soulish and carnal Christians. Revelation chapter 10. Let's look at Revelation chapter 1 verse 10. Revelation chapter 1 verse 10.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
I was in the soul. I was in the flesh. But what?
In the spirit.
But what?
In the spirit.
Do you know today is the Lord's day? Tell somebody, today is the Lord's day. And it's not enough for you to be in the church on the Lord's day. You have to be in the spirit in order for you to hear him. You can be on the Lord's day in church and not hear his voice because you are not tuning. You have a television the remote and everything, you want to listen to CNN, if you don't switch it on and tune in, you are not going to get CNN, and you won't know what is going on. Somebody will call and say, oh, tune in, there's something on CNN right now. And you are sitting and say, television, work. If you don't use the remote tune in and get that channel, you won't know what's going on. In the spirit world, that's the way it is. You got to tune in. And in order for you to tune in and hear what God is saying, you have to be in the spirit. That means you have to. I'm not saying you should be a zombie and a robot going around. I'm in the spirit. Don't you know I'm in the spirit? Don't talk to me. I'm in the spirit. That's not what I'm saying. Are you hearing me, somebody? I won't eat. I'm in the spirit. I'm not. Spirits don't eat. Spirits don't drink water. Spirits don't go to the bathroom. Spirits don't shower. Don't you know I'm in the spirit? Spirits don't cut their hair. Hear me? You can do all that and still be in the spirit. Instead of being driven by your feelings and by your soul, just be spirit conscious. That's all I'm saying. Tell somebody spirit consciousness. Yeah, be aware of who you are. That you are a spirit being. You live in a body. Because God is speaking every day, every second and minute. But we ain't hearing him. And that's why we lose our peace. I have lost my peace several times when I didn't follow the Holy Spirit. Oh yeah. There have been situations that has happened in my life and I knew I blew it. Even preaching. Sometimes the Spirit will give me a message. And then I'll decide to change it. Yeah. I just decide that, you know something, these people, they need something else. And I'll come here and I'll fight, and everybody is clapping for me. And when I go and sit down, I'm grief and heavy, depressed. The Spirit has pulled back from me. I've lost my peace and my cool. Meanwhile, everybody is happy. I went to a service, and the guy that was ministering and prophesying, he was using a familiar spirit. And everybody was happy. And the things he was prophesying were also accurate. And they were screaming, clapping. And the Spirit said, be still and watch. Watch, look. And I was sitting there. And everything he was saying was accurate. And the Spirit said, don't be moved by the accuracy of what he's saying. Check and examine the source. Tell somebody the source. Tell somebody the source. And as I sat there, I said, Lord, this is heavy. It's so easy to be fooled and deceived because the devil also comes as an angel of light. So I was sitting there, everybody was clapping, happy. And I said, wow, this is heavy. Heavy. Deep. And I said, I will never invite him to my church. Mm-mm. Because if I bring him here, only few of you can tell. So many of you, as long as he's accurate and calls your name, oh, as soon as he calls your name, no, you'll be slain under power in the spirit. This one is from God. That is nothing new. It's not being accurate. It's a source. And we don't even know how to judge spirits. And it's not your fault, it's my fault. Because I've taught you spiritual damnation than the practice. So I take responsibility for that. You have to forgive me for that. Amen. Taught you 3 steps in laying claim and hold and taking possession of possessions. Hey, it's powerful. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 36:26. Ezekiel 36:26. But realized that he was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard a voice, a great voice behind him as a voice of a trumpet. That is the Revelation 1:10. In the spirit on the day of the Lord. Tell somebody, be in the spirit. Or tell somebody, be spiritually minded. Spiritually minded. Yeah, spiritually minded. Go ahead.
Ezekiel 36, 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh.
So whatever God is asking us to do is possible. Tell somebody, it's possible to be spiritual. Tell somebody, it's possible. It's possible. It's possible to be spiritually minded. Yeah, because he's given us a new spirit and a new heart and a heart of flesh. So you don't have that heart of rebellion and a stubborn heart anymore. You have a new heart and a new spirit. So you can do whatever God requires of you. The most dangerous person to live with and to deal with in life is a born again, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, gifted, blood washed, water baptized, heavily booked and confirmed believer who is carnal and soulish and is not spiritual. Oh, it's difficult to deal with them. You know why? Because you can't bind them in the spirit. You can't rebuke them in the spirit. You can't override them because they are your he's your brother and your sister, flesh of your flesh, bone of your bone. You don't bind the Holy Spirit. And it's easy to walk with spiritual men. I have worked with Bishop Nyakum for over 40 years. I can't imagine how many times we've had misunderstanding, me and Bishop Nyakum. I can count it on my fingers. I remember. Bishop Nyako. And I'll show you why. That's why relationship is so difficult in the church. Because you're dealing with too many carnal and soulless Christians. When you expect them to be led by the Spirit, they operate by their feelings. Feelings. Always hurt. Always offended. They are always hurt. Always offended. Why? They're operating by the way they feel. Emotions. I don't like the way you talk to me. You hurt me. I'm hurt. I'm offended. I'm bitter. We are hurt by everything. Even babies, they cry. I see people who their babies irritates them to the point where they fight their little babies crying. They can't take the cry of their own baby. Nah, nah. Why are you crying like that? Why are you crying like that? Shut up. I got to go to work tomorrow. And you're crying like that. Hey, Ajua, take care of the baby. Don't you know I have to go to work tomorrow? It's 3 o'clock and she's still crying. And Ajua said, but you did it. I did what? Tell her to stop the cry. Then that becomes another fight cry. Lack of self-control. You are not bearing fruit. Anybody irritates you. Everybody offends you. You're offended about everybody at home, at work, in the church. You are always offended. Always hurt. Suspicious of everybody. You can't have relationship when you depend on the soul and on the flesh. You have to learn to be at peace. Tell somebody, learn to be at peace. Learn to be at peace. And you have to also learn to overlook a lot of things. I have trained myself to overlook a lot of things. Oh yes, I've done that. Because I realized that if you don't do that, you never be at peace. You always be worrying, and most times the people you worry about, they really don't care about you. Well, I'm just being honest with you. Sometimes the people we worried about, praying for them, reaching out, you don't even exist as long as they are minding their own business. They live in their own world. Whether you exist or not, it doesn't mean anything to them. Meanwhile, you are worrying about them. Tell somebody, live your life. Live your life. Be at peace. Don't worry yourself about everything.
Know that there's an Action Chapel near you? Wherever you are, stay connected to your family by logging on to www.actionchapel.net and click on Branches. You can also watch all of our services live by logging on to www.actionchapel.tv. Action Chapel, welcome home.
If you consider your pain and betrayals, and you consider yourself and your immediate family, you will never sow, and you will withhold what God has given you for the benefit of others, and one day you will answer to God.
Like Archbishop Duncan Williams on Facebook and receive inspiring prayers and messages every day. Log on today and see you online.
David said, because I've set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God gold for the things of gold and silver for the things of silver and the cedars of